Generation Z, the millennials' younger siblings, born mid-90s to mid-2000s, is on track to make up 40% of all shoppers by 2020. This is a generation too young to have ever used a landline. They're defined by their smartphones. They make up a quarter of the U.S. population, and that has brands scrambling to figure out who they are and what they want. Sharice Jones of USA Today is here. Hi, Sharice.
Hello.
So Generation Z, technically defined as born between 1997 and 2016, toddlers to teens today. I can hear the teens saying, you don't know anything about me, but what do we know?
Well, we know that there are about 86 million of them, and they influence $600 billion in family spending. So they are really the group you have to reckon with for decades to come if you're a retailer. If you don't know how to sell to them and what they want and how to message it, you're not going to survive.
Yeah. Well, what do we know about their shopping habits?
You know, they're different from millennials in several ways. I mean, interestingly enough, they actually still like going to the mall. Mm. They're very, very social, and not just on social media. So they like to go and kind of Instagram images of the clothes they're trying on. They like personalization. They like to, you know, distress a pair of jeans the way they want it or put a favorite expression on a T-shirt. And like all young people, they care what their friends think. So they're very influenced by what their peer group is buying and looking for.
That's so interesting. In many ways, they haven't changed at all from other teenagers who used to go to the mall all the time. But they are using social media. You know, social media is kind of driving them to the mall, or at least they're using it there. And so how are brands trying to court them?
You know, brands, it's interesting because typical ads don't really work with this group, right? They know that those are paid promotions and they don't care what a movie star or a rapper thinks. They want to know what their friends are wearing or social media influencers that they can relate to, other kids in high school, kids with similar interests. So brands from Nike to Nordstrom are increasingly using these influencers to try and get out their message and market their products.
Yeah. One market research group, Engagement Labs, found that teens today are talking 49% less about Pepsi, 21% less about Coca-Cola than they were just 5 years ago. We talked elsewhere in the program about how sales of those sugary sodas are going down. I know a teen who will only drink tea or cold tea, you know. So is this a health-conscious generation of Americans, or do they just want their own thing?
I think it's both. I mean, they're very environmentally aware and they're aware of nutrition. McDonald's has seen a 2% drop in popularity in terms of what they talk about. And so those brands really have to think about the kinds of products they're creating and how to speak to this generation about them, because they do care a lot about health.
Yeah, we spoke about the Pepsi company buying SodaStream to make, you know, sparkling water. So if you were to recommend a gift for a Gen Zer in anyone's life, what would you recommend?
I would get them a pair of sneakers or a T-shirt that they can personalize, and then buy them an iPhone so they can call you and thank you for it.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's going to happen. Sharice Jones of USA Today, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And by the way, we shouldn't be speaking about you. We should be speaking to you. So Gen Zer, if you're out there, you let us know what you think about shopping. We'd love to hear. Hereandnow.org.